Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell, and we do have some news before we grab Steve Coonan here as we are, again, keeping you updated on all the information that's coming out. Now, we know how sports right now is on pause and been suspended, which we'll talk more about that with Steve Coonan. But locally, Mike, and in our state, there's stuff going on.
Yeah, Fox 5 reporting that all Georgia University System institutions will temporarily suspend instruction for 2 weeks starting Monday. So, again, students are on spring break, encouraged not to return to campus. And, again, you'll get more information on that. But, yes, Craig, your daughter will be coming home, so enjoy that. But all University System of Georgia temporarily suspending classes for 2 weeks. That's going to go into effect on Monday.
All right. We say good afternoon to Steve Coonan. He is the Hawks CEO, normally joins us guys on Fridays, and normally we're talking about what's going on the floor, and we're talking about how vibrant the league is and all the fun stuff. Right now, that's not the case. And Steve, thank you for joining us on a Thursday because of all the breaking news that's been going on. Let's start last night, or even before that. Were you on the governor's call, the Board of Governors, and privy to what was being said about what the plan was for the NBA prior to Rudy Gobert incident last night?
Yes, I was. I was on the Board of Governors call that started at 4:30. I did it with Travis and Tony Ressler from the arena because we had a game. And everything we discussed became a moot point once a player, you know, was suspected and then confirmed to have the virus.
Yeah, obviously we're in uncharted waters. It seems like, Steve, that a lot of leagues at least are looking not to a magic date, but there seems to be a feeling that maybe by mid-April things could get back to normal.
I have a 5 o'clock president's call tonight. I don't think anybody can guess that. You know, the speed of change is stunning. We were with the governor yesterday morning at 11 o'clock, the major sports teams in town. We talked about how Georgia had been pretty lucky, had not had a lot of cases of the coronavirus, talked about big events moving forward. In fact, there was actually even a statement put out yesterday in the press in the morning about large events going forward in Georgia, and within 3 hours it changed.
It is Steve Coonan joining us. We do have this news to report. It just came down. The NCAA cancels remaining winter and spring championships. Of course, that includes the Final Four.
Right, here in Atlanta. So women's and men's basketball championships canceled, Steve. As Steve Coonan joins us, guys, as he's had a busy 24 hours here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Is everybody talking to everybody else on this, by the way, or is everybody kind of operating in their own world?
No, I mean, actually, I knew that the announcement was coming because I had been talking to the NCAA board members during the day today, because it started last night at 6 o'clock that there was a better than good chance that they were going to move out of Mercedes and potentially in with us. So we were working hard on that through the evening last night, and you know, the NCAA is a hell of a good punching bag. You know, they seem to be. Always kind of stepping into it, but the ramifications of this are significant, because if you look at the money, where it goes, and basketball is different from football. You have 300 schools who play basketball. You have, I think, 125, 126 who play, you know, football. And so the tournament, with a price tag of over $1 billion funded by Turner and CBS, that money gets distributed to, you know, Division II and Division III schools. They're going to really, really suffer without the dollars. they're going to have a very hard time, and I would not be surprised to see sports eliminated at some of the smaller colleges and universities, which is just terrible. You know, it's the long-term ramifications of what we're dealing with. So this is something that is significant, and it will be a real negative that I don't know how they recover, because nobody's giving them a $1 billion check for charity.
It's a great point, and that is the trickle-down effect that we don't talk a lot about as we watch March Madness play out. Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, bringing some insight into this whole situation with us and what the NBA is doing. Now, I do have a question as far as tests for the players, because I saw today that, you know, players, coaches, trainers, in that situation with Utah and Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, I think they tested 58 people, and you know, those two were the only two to come back positive. Have the Hawks been tested? Or do you guys have tests available? Mm. And how is the NBA handling that? Because he played in five different cities, you know, Raptors, Pistons, I think Celtics, Knicks, and Cavs. There was a lot of interaction and exposure there. How's the NBA getting these tests?
So from what I have been informed of today, our team is not in any kind of quarantine situation. I have not talked to the basketball operations folks today because we've been so busy dealing with the business, candidly, side. You know, as we all know, we don't have just the basketball team that plays in State Farm Arena. We have a vibrant concert business. And so that's taken a lot of time and attention today. And what we see is that player testing is going to be needed, and players are going to be asked to stay in town now that we're on this suspended time frame. But I do not know if any Hawks have been tested, but I did get word today that we are not a quarantine team.
Okay, that's good news. A couple of people hitting us up on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Steve, asking, is the Erykah Badu concert going to go down on Friday?
The Erykah Badu concert has been postponed and will be rescheduled either late summer or fall, is our best knowledge.
Gotcha. As you said, it's more than just hoops over at State Farm. I mean, we're all kind of recalibrating to this this new reality. Is this the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Well, 2014, I went through the ownership and race crisis, so it's that was pretty intense and traumatic personally. But I've never seen anything on a scale like this. I mean, we have a good friend, Chris Durham, who used to play wide receiver for Georgia, is quarantined in Italy, Verona, Italy, and he's sending out Instagrams from his living room window of the streets literally empty, with people fumigating and spraying the streets and police cars patrolling to keep everybody home. Mm. We've never seen, even in war, we've never seen these kind of images that we're seeing. So there are common sense things that we can do, the good hygiene piece, and there are, unfortunately, the countries that have done the best dealing with this have done two things: heavy testing and social distancing.
Right.
We have not done heavy testing as a country. It's not a political statement.
Right.
But I think you're starting to see the social distancing piece, you know. And it's important that we understand and people understand, you know, I am so proud to work with Tony Ressler. Because before he said one word, he looked at me and said, our employees will all be paid, part-time, full-time, they will all be paid. Mm. And I said, yes, yes, they will.
And that's great. We talked about Mark Cuban, and it's great to see that Tony is also rolling with that same vibe, because these are the people who really get hurt, you know, the hourly wage guys. Absolutely. When something like this goes down.
Absolutely. And you could just see the fear in people's faces last night, you know. And I pulled them aside, and I said, you have my personal word. You're not going to see a difference. And that's, you know, we all need to come together. We all need to come together. This is, I haven't ever seen anything like it. I mean, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do without sports for a while. Right. I mean, I guess that Netflix subscription I've been paying for 7 years that my daughter's giving out to everybody to hack me, they're all going to get a new password tomorrow and screw them all, because I'm going to be watching that.
I'm with you. I mean, you know, we've got to focus our energies somewhere else, I think, you know, in the time being, and we will get everything back at some point in time. If you're just joining us, it's Steve Coonan talking with us here on Dukes and Bell. March Madness is off, guys. We talked about yesterday potentially doing it with no fans in the stands. Well, today, literally 24 hours later, the NCAA cancels the remaining winter and spring championships, which includes men's and women's basketball, which would have happened here in Atlanta. I want to ask you about, you know, a couple of other things in regards to last night. Did you get anything from the commissioner's office prior to this announcement? Because the story broke, and it was almost as if, like with the Cuban reaction, that you guys were finding out almost at the same time that we were.
You know, you two guys know my son, who is in New York and a sports agent and one of the great information internet users slash abusers in the country. And I was walking downstairs between floors, and he said, "Have you seen what's happening in Oklahoma City?" And it's like, "Oh no, God, what's happening?" He said, "They believe that a player has the coronavirus, and the police are on the floor, and they're not letting the players take the floor." And then 2 minutes later, he told me it was Rudy Gobert. And there you go, you know. And then he called me and said the referee in New Orleans is sick, and they're going to cancel that game. And I was actually driving home from our game when that happened, and that was nuts, you know. That and I don't know if that referee tested positive for corona or not. Like I said, I mean, I've been up most of the night trying to organize and deal with things, and we have a lot of employees who have to be, you know, taken care of and consideration. So I apologize that I'm not as up on some of the news as I'm sure you guys are.
Yeah.
But that said, it's significant, and it's sports are a big part of our life, and usually I look to sports to uplift us and to help us forget about the hard part. So I will challenge both of you and say your job got harder.
No, we're entertainers, Steve. Come on.
But that's my point. You guys entertain. Your job got harder. So I was going to say, since I am socially distancing myself, it looks like you just got a third banana for the next month or two.
Yeah.
It's our man, virtual Steve Coonan.
If you're just joining us, the NCAA, it's official. The tournament has been canceled. So there will be no Final Four. There will be no Championship Monday here in Atlanta. We asked this question. Mike asked me, and I said, you know, I don't know what has to happen. Maybe you're more privy to this. Why can't we get this tournament next year? These are unprecedented circumstances.
Well, first of all, nobody said we can't. So let's start with that.
Okay.
But they commit years in advance. And historically, this has never happened. Nobody's kind of missed their turn. So I really don't know the answer to it. My gut says we're going to have to get back in line and wait. The amount of money to convert Mercedes-Benz Stadium to a basketball venue, which has still never been done, you know, there's never been a basketball game in the stadium, is millions and millions of dollars, more than anyone would think. And so you've got to ask yourself, do they want to try to do it next year, potentially move everybody back? Because they have that sunk expense. The trucks are rolling into Atlanta next week. So it is, I feel terrible. Carl Atkins and his group have been working on this for years. And I just feel terrible for people in our city and the athletes and, like I said, the downstream. But I don't know, and I'm not privy to those conversations, of if and when it can come back. But I am aware that the dollars are extraordinary to put on a tournament like that and to convert a building of that size to a basketball venue. It hadn't been done, and there's a tremendous amount of sunk cost. And unfortunately, the virus doesn't, none of us have insurance for any of this.
Right. Didn't even think about that. Right.
None of us have virus insurance. So every loss you hear and everything you see, there is a significant financial impact. And, you know, not asking for sympathy by any means, but just trying, you know, I wanted to come on a day early because I think there's so much news that I think if we can answer people's questions, they're going to feel better about what's going on.
It is our buddy Steve Cooney. We'll do an extra segment with Steve because obviously we're kind of into some uncharted territory here, and joins on the wait4.com hotline. Steve, I know we said, okay, we're probably going to be jammed up for trying to get the rotation for the Final Four. And again, I know this is a lot of hypotheticals. You think there's any way they could do something on the fly in May or June, or you think the NCAA is just going to say, hey, we're just, this one just isn't happening?
I think they've said, you know, winter and spring sports, and, you know, who knows where the athletes go, who's training for the draft, who knows when the draft will be, when free agency will be, you know, who knows? And so I don't see them, you know, they didn't say suspended or delayed. They said canceled from what I saw. Let me go back and look real quick.
No, you're right.
Am I right?
You're right. I mean, we're talking, think about this.
We're intentional in our language. You have not seen the word canceled.
Yes, that's correct. Suspended is, and that's what I came in today saying. There's a big difference. Track and field, swimming and diving, wrestling, hockey, golf. I mean, these are all things that are affect softball. Right, you're talking about NCAA championships. That's stuff that's going to happen. So, it is. You're right. It's a much bigger picture than what we just think about with March Madness. And I think that's front and foremost because of the impact and economic impact that it has on our community. It is Steve Cooney, guys. I want to ask you this too, as far as you know, people. Is there a plan? And I don't even know if you're this far. Is it just hey, we're back open for business? Come. I mean, is it what's being said about how to make people feel comfortable coming back, Steve? Or have you guys even talked about that?
Well, we haven't really talked about it, but here's what's fascinating. We didn't see any drop-off in attendance over the past 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
We had 2 sold-out concerts over the weekend.
Right.
You know, we had 2 games this week that both had 15,000, you know. And so I was reading a quick tweet today that somebody clipped and sent to me, there's 2-hour waits for the tram at Disney. It's so crowded. And I think the headline was social distancing.
Right.
You know, so I'll bet if you go out to the restaurants and bars in town tonight, they'll be mobbed.
That's the thing. Yeah, Steve, we just found out that I think Disney is going to be shutting down in Orlando. We just saw that come across the wire. So more and more stuff. But, yeah, we had 60-some-odd thousand at Mercedes-Benz for Atlanta United last Saturday.
People were living, to your point. They were doing what they needed to do. Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I guess the experts, by us shutting all these things down, want us to live but don't want us to live, you know, in large group together. And Illinois has shut down all arenas and stadiums till May 1st. California, I've been on the phone a lot with California teams, that a lot of their government is saying no assembly of people over 250. So it is, you know, it's a little all over the map, but nobody is looking for, you know, a giant cluster of humanity coming together. You know, this is a kind of a silly little anecdote, but last night, one of the bigger decisions I had to make in the fourth quarter, New York had a player miss 2 foul shots, which means everybody won a free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
It's true.
And the way we hand out the coupons after the game, and people go by the usher and they pick it up, and you know, there might be 300 or 400 people who hit each, you know, get each from an usher. Well, I'm faced with, sounds ridiculous, but a real point of view. What do we do? We put our ushers in that kind of peril? So I decided not to. Ryan Cameron made an announcement that we're not doing it. We put it on the scoreboard. Yeah, we heard booing, but when people stopped and thought about it on the way out, they were saying that was an excellent decision.
Yeah,
right. Again,
so it's
common
a little
sense.
Bitty thing.
It is.
You know, I want everybody to win a Chick-fil-A. I want everybody to have an incredible time, but I don't want to put people in harm's way because we just don't know.
A couple of things, Steve. We talked about PGA, NASCAR, everybody's rolling. Do you think these things all pivot when somebody tests positive for the coronavirus in their sport?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're taking a lot of risk that others don't seem to be taking. You know, I'm looking at a study that just from the University of California, San Francisco BioHub panel on COVID-19, 40 to 70% of the population will be infected over the next 12 to 18 months.
Steve, by the way.
Those are things that are incredible, that are just incredible. And again, when you think of all the stuff that we love to do in our everyday life might not come back quickly. So we truly are in something that hasn't happened before.
Hey, before we cut you loose, we appreciate Steve Coonan staying with us for an extra segment here brought to you by our buddies at Kumho Tires. Joins us every week on Dukes and Bell. You had that sports conference up in Boston, which made a lot of news before, obviously, the coronavirus kind of pushed things to the back page.
Yeah.
Did you get any heat, or what was the feedback you got from other NBA executives about the idea of starting? I love the idea of starting the NBA season after football starts and is winding down. It's a great idea.
So I was invited to speak at the Sloan MIT Analytics Conference. Me, a Georgia boy. And even though I wasn't thrilled to go be flying, I said, I can't let this, you know, I'm not going to miss this opportunity. And the panel I was on was about reinventing the NBA schedule. And the reason they invited me, because inside the NBA for the past 5 years, I've been advocating moving the season to start later and finish later, moving it out of the way of the NFL on Thursday nights and on Saturdays and Sundays afternoon, and moved, you know, I always tease Mike about it, and I guess I've set myself up that the, you know, when one season ends, another begins. So starting, you know, post Thanksgiving. And an ESPN reporter was in the crowd, wrote a very positive article, and I guess I had a few pithy quotes that day, and the next thing you know, as what used to be good, not so good anymore, I went viral.
Right.
And viral does not seem to be great right now. I went viral, and this thing really, really took a life of its own.
Steve, well, listen, we're going to have plenty of time to discuss the potential schedules moving forward. Let's just get, you know, hopefully back to normalcy. I do want to ask this question, BJ, and maybe is this stuff posted on the website? Guys are asking us things like, is the WWE Raw event at State Farm on the 30th still on?
As of today, it is still on. We do not know.
Okay. All right, BJ, there you go. There's an answer from Steve Coonan. Steve, thanks so much. Know you've been busy, and we may be calling as things continue to develop, so thank you so much.
Anytime, guys, and everybody be safe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.